Happy Thursday, everyone, from Mesquite's Memorial Stadium. Mike Richardson along with Johnny Vaughn, Eddie Richardson, and our engineer slash driver, Gene Morris. We've got the first district ball game of the year, Longview and West Mesquite.
Yeah, West Mesquite, they had a rough season last year. They went 1-9 for the season. They've started out this season 2-2, and they lost to Poteet and Keller Timber Creek, but they beat Waco and Chisholm Trail. So 2-2 to start the season. I think they feel like they've gotten off to a pretty good start. They returned a lot of starters from last year's team that went 1-9 in that game. Of course, Longview dominated that game. The final was 49-24, and Longview had a lot of success running the ball against them and controlled the game the entire way. You know, it's important for a team to get off the district with a win, and so this is a big game for Longview and a big game for Wiley East. You don't want to, especially in Longview's case, where they've come off a really big effort against Bryant, Arkansas, which ended up being just a great game. So what you don't want to do is go on the road and have a letdown and not be up for a game like this, because this is an important way to start. Longview's fighting still some injuries. They've got some of their better players that are out. It looks like that Thomas, the quarterback, is not going to play tonight. So Tadarian Boone, I don't think, is going to play tonight. And Tatum's probably not going to play. And maybe there's some more. But we've lost a lot of firepower here. You know, it's the quarterback position, which is, they've been kind of rotating back and forth. I think you're going to have to see Jordan Allen go all the way here tonight.
West Mesquite has kicked off. DeKalen Taylor ran it back up to the 35-yard line. Longview came out, faked a handoff, and threw deep to Jalen Hale on the first play. He caught it for a 65-yard touchdown. Longview is on the board, and we're only 17 seconds into the game with Michael Fields ready to kick the extra point. Snaps down, ball's up, kick is good. Longview leads 7-0 already, only 17 seconds gone. Back on 106.5 Jack FM in 30 seconds. Sorry, we got on a little late. The scoreboard operator had 2 minutes and 28 seconds showing until kickoff. All of a sudden, they wiped it out, put 12 minutes on the clock, and told West Mesquite to kick off right then. So we actually kicked off a little earlier than we were expecting. Fields is ready to kick off now for Longview. It's a deep kick, goes down inside the 10 to the 5. Mesquite running back to about the 17-yard line, and he's hit hard there. Incomplete, and it's going to bring up third and long. There's a fake handoff, and they're throwing deep again, and this one's intercepted. Longview's got it at the 34-yard line of West Mesquite, and they're going to take over there.
We've tried to roll the back out of the backfield and go up the sideline, and the ball was underthrown. The interception was made, and Longview got another chance here to come away with score. They start with good field position, the ball at the 34. And I think it's pretty clear early on that Longview believes they can throw the football against West Mesquite.
I agree. 12-yard line. It's going to bring up second and 4. Two receivers come to the near side. That's Hale and JT Wright. Single back. Jordan Allen throwing over in the corner of the end zone. Touchdown.
Well,
to Hale again. Wide open.
Yeah, they're trying to play man coverage against him, and he runs this time a flag route, breaks away from the defensive back, and he's wide open. I mean, they can't do what they're going to do trying to guard, or what they're trying to do to guard Hale. He's just too good an athlete.
13-0 Longview. Michael Fields on to kick the extra point. Isaiah Harris will hold, balls down, kicks up, and it's good. 14-0 Longview, 8:25 left. First quarter, back on 106.5 Jack FM in 1 minute. It's going to be returned, but not more than a couple of yards. Back at the 15. You know, this is twice Longview's kicked off, and twice West Mesquite has tried to run it back and got tackled about the 15. You know, this is where when I'm watching games on TV, I say they need a math coach. Third down, there's the snap, handoff again up the middle. This time he's only going to get a couple. Not going to be near the first down. Fair catch caught by for Longview at the 31-yard line, and they'll start from there. A crazy turn of events. Longview pitches the ball out. It goes on the ground. There's a scramble for it. West Mesquite picks it up and runs it all the way back for a touchdown. It's now 14-6 with the extra point to come. Just an unforced error for Longview.
Yeah, that was an amazing turn of events. Is the pitch looked like it was okay. It was dropped and rolled backwards. It was picked up on the run, and it was picked up by Willie Williams, and he returned it 75 yards.
Jesus Nino to hold. Oscar Vallis to kick the extra point. Smalls down. It's blocked. Covered by Longview, but no advance. So it's going to stay 14-6. Back on 106.5 in 1 minute. Here comes Vallis. And he does pooch kick it. Hamilton has it at the 20. He gets up to the 30, and he's tackled there. So Longview will start at their own 30 there. 3:14 left. Second and one. Jordan Allen getting the play. Come back in. No other position changes on there. So it looks like Longview's going to have three receivers again. This time two to the far side. Hale comes by himself to the near side. Now he goes in motion. Snaps back. Jordan Allen looking, can't find anybody, and he's going to be sacked. He was trying to throw deep. He had Hamilton down the field as well as JT Wright. Couldn't find either one and get sacked, and that's going to bring up 3rd and 7 for Longview. Longview's got to get it back together, Johnny.
Yeah, I tell you, you know, I think kind of what looks like's almost happened is Longview got the two easy scores to start off, and I think maybe they've lost a little bit of their focus because they're making mistakes that they don't normally make, and that was one of them. And
snaps back, he gets it away.
Fairly
good kick. Lands at the 45. Gets a Mesquite bounce back to the 47-yard line, and West Mesquite's going to start there. Let's see if they start the clock. And they do, and it's going to run out. We're going to go. That's going to be the end of the first quarter. Longview leads 14-6. Back on 106.5 Jack FM in 1 minute. We'll get the call. It's offside Longview. Now it's going to go back to the 4. Or 4.5.
Man, we need to start this whole quarter over. It's just...
This is ugly.
It's really ugly.
Okay. So for about the 5th play, it's 3rd down and goal. This time, Longview does not jump, and we got a timeout because the play clock was running down. 3rd down and goal from just inside the 5. Motion to the right side, fakes the handoff, throws across the middle, and it's caught for a touchdown. Nice throw and catch. Receiver out jumped. Longview's defensive back made the catch. That's Javian Johnson. Javian Jackson, excuse me. Okay, now they're running. They're lining up in the swinging gate as if they might go for two. We'll see if they're going to snap the ball or if they're going to kick. No, they're running motion right. They are going to go for two, and now there's a whistle.
What is going on?
Is it a timeout? No, there's a flag. It's false start. And now they're going to back them up again. We've had about 10 minutes and 50 seconds on the game clock for a day and a half now.
Yeah. I mean, I've never seen anything quite like this these last two series.
Now they're going to kick the extra point. Oscar Valle's on. with Jesus Nino to hold. All of you backs off. They're not trying to rush. There's the snap. The kick is up. It's good. 14-13. Longview leads. 10:46 to go. Back on 106.5 in 30 seconds. Hamilton's got it. He's coming back across the field. He's got some room. He breaks through. He beats the kicker. He's going down the sideline. Now he cuts back to the middle of the field. He's down inside the 20 to the 30 to the 27-yard line. Great return by Hamilton then. He's got speed. So does Taylor. Now Iron comes back in with the play. Jarrett Lewis goes out. Isaiah Harris comes back in. He's going to be the single back. Longview has run the option out of this play. We'll see what happens. Snap back to Jordan Allen. He's looking. Now he's scrambling. Now he's going. He's trapped. And he's caught back, and he just lost about 20 yards.
That's a terrible mistake, as he's looked to the right, couldn't find a receiver, and then he tried to reverse back to the far side. Should have just thrown the ball away when he tried to make a play, and ends up making a play, but it was a really bad one with a bad decision. It's the ball's all the way back to the 29-yard line.
Looks like, are they going to bring on Michael Fields to try? Yeah, they are. They're going to try a field goal. It's going to be a long one from the left hash. It's going to be from 46 yards out. Harris will hold. Tavion Morgan will snap. There's the ball. It's down. The kick is up. It's away, and it's just short. It had the right direction, but it was just short under the crossbar. West Mesquite has held, and they're going to take over with 7:57 left before halftime. Back to throw. Quarterback draw. Longview's going to have him short of the first down at the 37. It's going to be fourth down and two from there, and you would think the Wranglers will punt, and they are sending their punting unit on. Longview will start at their own 25. They still lead 14-13, 6:15 to go.
It's a big opportunity. Longview down to the 21, get a chance to regain some momentum if they can get a score here.
Longview's got a third down and about a yard and a half at the 3. 3:08 to go. Longview does lead 14-13 right before halftime. Third down, they've run the ball off the left side several times in this drive. Let's see if they can do that one more time. They've got still Harris is still the fullback. Jarrett Lewis, the tailback. Jordan Allen under center. Snap, handoff, Jarrett Lewis to the left side. He breaks a tackle and goes into the end zone for the touchdown. They went to the same spot again. And Mesquite does not have an answer for that so far. Touchdown, Longview, 20-13 with the extra point to come.
That's a good run by Jarrett Lewis as he stepped over a tackler right about the one and then carried it in for the score.
Tavion Morgan to hold. The snap. The snap's back. The hold's down. Kick's good. 21-13 with 3:03 to go. Back on 106.5 Jack FM in 30 seconds. There goes the kick. It's going to come to about the 6-yard line. Turner takes it. It's coming back to this side. He's got some room. He's broken. He's way up over the 40, up to the 48-yard line or 46-yard line before they knock him out of bounds. That's a great return at the 18. 42 seconds to go. Motion to the far side. They're looking to throw deep into the end zone again. Good coverage there.
Wow.
This time he's caught it. Oh, what a catch by the receiver. Was that T.J. Turner again? Yes, it was.
Wow, what a great catch. It was just a straight up route, and he reaches out and catches it with one hand before he steps out of the back of the end zone.
The throw was there, and he did make a great catch. 21-19. Now, you would expect the Wranglers to go for two. They're going to come. Yeah, they're not even going to line up in kicking formation this time. They're going to go straight two-point conversion. Motion again. Hand off to the backside.
He's in.
Longview's got him pinned up, but he cuts through and he gets into the end zone. 21-21. Wow. What a drive by West Mesquite. 35 seconds to go before halftime. Here comes the kick. It's a squib kick. DeKalen Taylor gets it at his own 27. Cuts up. He's broken loose up to the 40. And Lovie's going to start there with 30 seconds left. Let's see if they try to throw. Lovie keeps shooting themselves in the foot.
Yeah, we've just made mistake after mistake after mistake, especially when we started out the game so crisply and had two scores in the first two possessions. And then since then, it's been tough.
Hamilton and Hale go to the far side. High formation.
They got double coverage on Hale.
Play action, throwing deep. Hale's got behind him, but it's intercepted. The throw was a little bit short. He was trying to hit Hamilton there. Hale had cut across the field.
Here we go.
And now we've got some extracurricular action after the play. That's the end of the first half. Tie score, 21-21. Longview and West Mesquite back on 106.5 Jack FM in 3 minutes. Kicks it deep. And it's Turner gets it at the 8. Longview's got him pinned up. They can't get him down. Now they do. Back at his own 8. That's a good start for Longview. They're going to be pinned back at their own 8. No huddle by the Wranglers. They all look to the sideline and get the play, and then they're ready to go. Two receivers far side, one to the near. They're clapping, trying to draw Longview off. They don't move. Now they're throwing deep. They've got a man out there, and
wow, he made
caught
the catch
at the Longview 46. Throws it straight up in the air, deep. It hung up there like a fly ball into a center fielder. Comes down, and their receiver made the catch. Out jumped the defensive back. Right, what a play. It falls incomplete, and the Wranglers will have to punt. Takes a lot of steps. It kicks off kind of to the side of his foot, and it goes out of bounds at the 13 of Longview. That's going to end up being about a 35-yard punt. One receiver to the right. They're in the gun, two backs. Back to throw. Jordan's going to scramble now, and he's going to be sacked.
Got to unload it, not take the sack. He was looked over to his left and decided to run, and he's hit behind the line of scrimmage, loses a yard.
Third and 11 now. Back to the 26-yard line. Jordan looking, and he scrambled out again, and he sacked again.
Oh, man.
Longview's having trouble protecting the quarterback, and they're keeping him in the pocket where he can't get loose. Longview's going to have to punt. Oh, it's almost blocked, but he gets it off to the side. It's getting a Mesquite roll back to the 50. It's only going to be about a 13-yard punt. Same formation. They do it again. This
double
time
pass.
They're going to throw again. And Longview's intercepted it. And he's got a lot of room. 50, 40, 30, 25, inside the 20 to the 15. That is Devin Isaac with that interception, the linebacker. And he ran it back about 70 yards. Longview's going to have it at the 15-yard line of West Mesquite.
You're down there. You've got the momentum. You're on the 32, and you try a trick play against a team that's well coached.
Devin Isaac read it perfectly, out jumped the receiver for the pass, and had clear sailing. He just finally got caught at the 15-yard line. They are going to give him the first. It's going to be first and goal at the 5 for Longview. 2:43 left, clock running, third quarter. Longview needs to punch this in. This would be huge. Now down 7-6 in the gun. They do get the playoff. Allen's running to the left side.
They
give him the touchdown. He did. He got across, and now there's another flag after the play is over. We'll check and see what that is. That could be huge, because if it's a if they can take the pen, if it's against Longview and they take the penalty on the extra point, it makes Fields have to kick from way back. If it's on Mesquite, they'll mark it off on the kickoff. We're gonna get the call now. They're still trying to decide, and he's going back over to talk to Coach King too. Looks like it's gonna be against Mesquite. It is unsportsmanlike against West Mesquite, and it will be marked off on the kickoff. So Longview's gonna kick off from the Mesquite 45. But first, the extra point try from Michael Fields. Morgan to snap. Harris holds. The ball's down. Kicks up. It's good. Longview leads 28-21. 2:10 left, third quarter. Back on 106.5 in 30 seconds. And Fields just kicks it into the end zone. And so they'll take it out there at the 25-yard line. It'll be first and 10. If you're West Mesquite, you got to be wondering, you know, why did we try to throw a double pass?
Back across the field?
Yeah.
When you've moving the football, that's a momentum changer, and Longview capitalized on that interception. I'll tell you, we're not keeping the number of penalties, but tonight it's been like incredible.
Yeah, I think we're going to need to put Gene or Eddie to work on keeping stats from now on. There's a snap back, kicks away. Longview did try to block it. He got it away, and now it's going to get a nice roll. Oh, it's continuing to roll. It's inside the 40. Going to be blown dead at the Longview 37. Second down, and that's going to be the end of the third quarter. 28-21 Longview, back on 106.5 Jack FM in 30 seconds. But it's going to be way short of the first down. It's going to be third down and about 14.
Yeah, you'd think here they're going to throw the ball.
Still two backs, but they're in the gun. Back to pass. Now he throws a screen pass to Victor Bush. He's caught it. He's across the 50, across the 45, the 40, down to the 38, and it's a first down Longview. That's a 17-yard play. Fakes a handoff. Now they're throwing deep. This one's looking for Hale. It's caught. Touchdown Longview. Jalen Hale out jumped another defender.
Yeah.
Touchdown Longview. It's 34-21. With the extra point to come. Great throw by Jordan Allen. And, of course, we say this several times a week, great catch by Jalen Hale.
Yeah, that was a nice one. Just straight up route and just throws it out. It was good coverage, but Jalen Hale, if he can get his hands on it, most of the time he's going to come down with it, and that's what happened there.
Snap back, hold down, kicks up. It's good, 35-21 Longview, 9:18 to go, back on 106.5 in 30 seconds. It's going to be a deep kick back to just inside the 10-yard line to the 8, brought back out to about the 22-yard line. There's a late flag. There's maybe another one, and it's getting ugly out here. One of the West Mesquite players hit a Longview player in the back after the play was over, and then another one hit one of the Longview players on the far sideline, and basically the whole kicking team went over there to make sure that nothing else bad happened. 11-yard line. No, they are going to mark off the second one. It's going to go back to the 6.
So,
we did get 2 out of that deal.
We've seen some officiating calls that we've not seen before.
7:20 left. 35-21 Longview. Longview had a man trying to get off the field. He did get off. Fakes the handoff now, Dale, and he runs up the middle. He's hit hard. The ball's loose. And let's see who's got it. Did Longview get it? Longview's got it. Oh, he was hammered. And Sublett comes up with the ball for Longview. That's a drive stopper.
I think that was Flowers that made the hit.
Man, he hammered him. It was either him or Isaac. They're congratulating Isaac. Longview's going to have the ball first and 10 at the West Mesquite 48, 7:11 to go, and Longview with a 14-point lead.
Yeah, two-score lead, 7 minutes to go. Basically, you want to just put together a drive here, keep the ball on the ground, and eat up some clock.
I see DeQuaylen Vaughn is back in at left tackle. I just saw him in there. There's a break. Lewis breaks off, turns back to the near side, and he goes all the way in for the touchdown. I don't think he was touched. He got through the line of scrimmage, made a quick break to the left, and outran everybody to the end zone. That's another long run for Jarrett Lewis. He seems to have at least one of those every game. That's a 48-yard touchdown, 41-21 with the extra point from Michael Fields to come.
I guess the alternative is keeping it on the ground and using some clock. Is just go for a touchdown.
Just go get 7 more points.
That's one play, 48 yards, touchdown for Jarrett Lewis.
Snaps down, balls up. It's good, 42-21, Longview, 7 minutes to go. Back on 106.5, Jack FM in 30 seconds. It's a deep kick this time all the way back to the 3-yard line. They come back across the field. He's got some running room. He's across the 20 to the 30. Oh, and he is hammered on the sideline. Dale steal the quarterback. Two receivers each side. See if Longview can get some pressure on him. Snaps back. He's trying to throw to the left side, throwing it deep. And nobody there except Chase Smith for Longview. It's intercepted. He's back across midfield to the 40. He's still going inside the 40 to the 36-yard line. Longview will set up shop there. Great defense by Chase Smith. And he was the only one open on that play, Johnny.
Well, the quarterback was under some heavy pressure, and he just unloaded. And when he did, just threw it down, and Chase Smith was the man that was there. I tell you, he's not the starting running back, or he wasn't.
And he is now.
He is now because of the injury. But, I mean, he stepped up, and he's been good 2 weeks in a row, really good 2 weeks in a row.
Well, it is 3rd down and 3, and maybe they'll throw to him again. Good to see that Jordan Allen's okay, and he's right back in the game.
Yeah, I think he might have just had his breath knocked out of him is what it looked like.
Could have been. And, oh, no, they run the option, and Jordan Allen is going to score. Touchdown, Longview. They ran the option, faked the handoff to the fullback, kept it. Nobody took the quarterback. For that matter, nobody took the pitch man. He turned it up. Everybody tackled the fullback, and Jordan Allen's got some foot speed. He outruns everybody to the end zone for a touchdown. 48-21 Longview. Longview has poured it on in the second half.
Yeah.
I believe Coach King got their attention at halftime, and I'll probably be tempted to ask him just what was said.
You may not want to hear it.
Snap back. Fields kick is up and good. 49-21, 5:04 to go. Back on 106.5 Jack FM in 1 minute. Deep kick again. This time, they let it hit. They have to go back and pick it up. That's T.J. Turner picks it up, and now he's got some running room. He's across the 10, 15, 20, across the 30. He's got one man to beat, cuts back across the field, and he's run down finally at the Longview 24-yard line. Great pursuit by the kicking team because he was out in the open. He beat the kicker and had nothing but green grass in front of him at the 3-yard line. Maybe they said he was down before the ball came out. There's a throw out into the corner of the end zone, and it's caught for Nino, catches it for a touchdown. Still not sure what happened
I don't think anybody's sure of that.
Longview fell on the ball, and all of a sudden they put the defense back out there and moved the ball down to the 4-yard line. I guess Longview may have had a penalty. That we didn't see a yellow flag. There's a snap down in the kick by Vallis. It's good. 49-28 Longview. 4:17 to go. Back on 106.5 Jack FM in 1 minute. Here it comes. It is an onside kick, and Longview falls on it. It's a good job by Chase Smith there. He falls on it at the 50-yard line, and Longview will have the ball there with 4:17 to go. Harris is still the fullback. Lewis the tailback. Allen under center. Hand off to Lewis again, and this time he's hit behind the line and fumbles the ball, and I think Mesquite got it.
They got it. Wow, that's a bad fumble there.
Snap back to Dale. He's looking. He's throwing deep. Longview's got two men there. One of them intercepts it, and I think that's Buda Garrett.
Nice Chase Smith.
No, it's Chase Smith again.
It's another flag, I thought, thrown.
Smith was back in double coverage there. It was an easy interception. Ball was overthrown. All he had to do was catch it. So now Longview's got the ball at their own 35. 2.5 minutes left. Hand off Lewis again up the middle. This time he breaks it outside. He's loose. He's at the 50, the 40, the 30. They're not going to catch him. The 10, 5, touchdown Longview. Well, he made up for that fumble there. And, wow.
Yeah, that was just a dive play, a straight dive play over right tackle, and he gets past the linebackers and outruns everybody to the end zone. God, what a game he's had.
A foot race, and he showed that speed again. Once he cut out, got behind him, there was nobody going to catch him. 55-28 Longview. Michael Fields on for the extra point. Mesquite has to get a player off. There's a snap, and the ball's down. The kick's up. It's good. 56-28, 2:18 left. Back on 106.5, Jack FM in 30 seconds. Clock down to 35 seconds now. Allen's going to take one more snap, and that's going to do it. There he goes. He takes a snap, kneels down. That's going to do it. Longview's going to win 56-28 and go to 1-0 in district play. Back on 106.5 Jack FM with the wrap-up in 3 minutes.